Welcome back to Farm Talk. It is 33 past, and it is time again to talk everything weather with our friend, North Dakota State climatologist and the director of NDON, Daryl Richeson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Are you sure about that? It's cold out there.
I'm doing personally great. You know, okay. I don't know. The weather is, even this isn't all that bad.
No, you know.
The end of October.
I think the growers are happy with you. I know you're in public relations, but if you had anything to do with it, they're happy with you because we did end up with a late freeze. We did end up with some nice warm days later than normal, but it was there. And gosh darn it, it's like Halloween, and there's a lot of folks that wrapped up their crops, and there was a good chunk of folks back in August thinking there's no way I'm going to be done. So in the end, the weather kind of, came around. Mother Nature did it again.
Well, you always have to remember, Eric, that I'm in marketing, not production, when the weather's bad. But when the weather's good, I'm in production.
It's all you. How out of the norm was this, what we had for the last month?
October will probably, a tenth of a degree is going to make the difference between three placements, but it looks like October, say around Fargo, is going to finish like the seventh, eighth warmest on record, so there's been warmer.
Okay.
And, precipitation-wise, this is a really dry time of the year, so you really, really have to be dry. But even with our limited amount of moisture we've had this month, we're going to finish as the 24th driest. So again, it's tough here, to do the best. But if you take our, September and October combined, then we will either be, very, very close. And today's coolness might actually drop us, but we're either going to be really close to tied for first, or at least first or second warmest September and October combined together. So the last 60 days, no doubt, very unusual temperature-wise. Precipitation-wise, yeah, September was the driest, but, there's other years that were close to this dry.
Looking at the radar today, I actually was not prepared to see Minnesota, but the snow that the Twin Cities are getting, or St. Cloud or Duluth, I'm assuming is not sticking to the ground, but it's causing probably some panic because people are driving down the road looking at snow falling down.
Oh, sadly, it did stick to the grassy areas and whiteboards and even the roads in some spots.
Oh, did it really?
Spots that picked up, there were some spots that picked up 3-4 inches and it's still snowing.
I would not have guessed that in a million years. I would have thought that the ground is too warm. I mean, we're coming off of some warm days. So, wow, that was okay.
And down there, it was 80 2 days ago. So Tuesday was 80, and some of those areas that were, say, and by 80, some places I rounded up, but say 78, 77, close to 80, if it did not hit 80. And then today it's snowing the ground. But I tell you, me and a couple of my meteorologist friends were going, I bet you everyone's saying that it's going to be, the ground's too warm to snow, but it's going to accumulate. Mm-hmm. And I go, yeah, I always laugh at that too when we were having a little conversation about it. And sure enough, what you said, I think even 90% of meteorologists say, but it doesn't work that way. It always accumulates on the grass and on other surfaces. Now, the pavement, that was generally areas that snowed the most. Most areas had just stayed wet on the highways and stuff.
Okay.
But it did accumulate, and personally didn't surprise me any. I told all my friends and family down there that you're going to get a light accumulation, but it's beginning to melt.
Well, it's where it stops going to happen sooner or later. Tomorrow's November, so anything can fall. Well, anything could start as of 30 days ago, to be honest. We've had snowstorms way earlier than this. I do want to ask.
We all know that locally.
Yes, we do. Looking at the long-range forecast, both MIX and the National Weather Service, it does look like we're going to get some much-needed moisture, possibly this weekend, but Saturday looks beautiful, but then Saturday night the fun begins, and then we have a period of rain. I don't know if it's heavy rain, but could we get some substantial rain Saturday night, Sunday night?
I personally don't think so, but someone might. You have to remember this last event, our NDON station of Lavona, which is on Highway 1804. So So on the east side of the Missouri River, southeast of Bismarck, got an inch. And then our next station down had like one-tenth, 20 miles away. Wow. So would there be a spot that gets some better rain? Yeah, I bet a high percentage doesn't. And then most of it to me looks like it's going to fall Sunday night into Monday. But like you said, I wouldn't, you know, there probably might be a little bit on Sunday. But I think most of it might be, it looks Sunday night into Monday. And again, it just doesn't look like tons of rain. But again, if even if it's a quarter of an inch, you know, it's a quarter of an inch that most folks wouldn't be disappointed in getting.
Right. Is this, and I've looked at, just kind of passing, I looked at one radar projection, and it looked like it was more likely that the eastern part of the state was going to get the rain as opposed to where they really need it, the western part of the state. Is that accurate, or is there a chance for everybody to get some rain?
Oh, I think, you know, you always have to throw in the chance word because it's the future. But yeah, I gave a every other Thursday morning I do a statewide talk for a disaster preparedness meeting that the state has, and I said the same thing. Yeah, it's going to rain on Sunday, Monday in the state, but it really looks like it's going to be, you know, really east of Highway 83 and then eastward. So really the closer you are to Minnesota, the better the odds you'd get rain. So which would include the Red River Valley, of course, would be in there. But as you go west and get closer to Bismarck, especially west of Bismarck, west of Minot, the way it looks like it's tracking now, they might not get any rain at all.
So is this
good
it?
News for us, though, Eric?
Yeah,
it will be liquid. It won't be that
fluffy
white
stuff. Well, looking at the temperatures over the next several days, I don't see any 60s. I don't see any 70s. Might be a 50 on Saturday, but otherwise, it definitely is cooling down. Is this here to stay now?
Oh no. Next week on Thursday when we're going to talk about our possibilities of getting into the 60s, Eric.
Are you kidding me? Good Lord.
I am not kidding you. It looks really very warm for the time of year once we get closer to Veterans Day this year.
I hope
it's very nice. It's always great when that day is with all the services and stuff in the morning on Veterans Day. But, you know, we've been at 70 on Veterans Day before here in Fargo. I forget what year it was, but recently in the last decade. So I wouldn't, you know, promise that, but I wouldn't be surprised if we still have another 60 in our pocket before winter settles in. It looks really warm. So hopefully next Thursday we're still talking about that.
Okay. Last year, I remember this because we go to Kansas City for the NAFB convention in the middle of November, and it's always usually cold. Even in Kansas City, it's been really cold or cold. I mean, not like 10 below cold, but, you know, like 30, 40. It's wet. It's windy. But last year, it was warm. And in fact, we were sitting on a deck. It was 70-some degrees at night. And so are you saying there's a chance for a repeat of that? I would never thought I'd have that again, but okay.
Really it does. I mean, you may recall last year also, you know, northeastern North Dakota had that huge snowstorm in October last year. And Fargo only had a couple of inches. But I was telling farmers up there, you just wait. You'll still be able to get into the fields. You'll be able to clean up. You'll be able to put that nitrogen down for the 2024 growing season. It just really, really looks warm coming up. And very few of them believed me. But then in the end, they said, oh, Darryl, you're right. I did. All the snow melted and it went away. But that was part of that warmth we got last year. So, but this one looks, I think, maybe as soon as next Thursday, Friday, when we're talking next week, we might get 4 or 5 days of 50s and 60s.
Yeah. Okay.
Our average high is, you know, today only like, I think, 47, you know, so it looks very promising the first half of November. And sadly, if you want rain, the stuff that's coming Sunday, Monday looks to be perhaps the only stuff, because once we get past that, you know, we might go 6, 7, 8 days with little or no precipitation in that warm stretch.
We'll definitely be keeping an eye on that. I still have about 2 or 3 inches of more than that of leaves to rake. So I want them all to fall
you and
first
everyone else.
Before I get the mower going. As far as Endon goes, anything going on right now? Got a couple minutes here. Anything in the immediate future? Any big releases?
Well, the great news is yesterday, with our cooperation with the Minnesota Department of Ag. So their exact Endon stations are on our maps, but Minnesota installed them. We got a station in Beardsley, just to the northeast of Beardsley, Minnesota. That's awesome because it's at the headwaters of both, of course, the Minnesota and the Red River. Great site for winter precipitation. It does have a gauge that will measure liquid and snow. And at the West Regional Operations Center from the University of Minnesota at Morris, there's a station there, too. So we got a station online. It's on our maps already, both in Morris and in Beardsley. So it fills in our map down there very, very well. So that was awesome. So that's the thing we do. But that should be it now for the 2024 season, even with our partners in Minnesota not expecting any more stations until 2025. But we might, if when you add Minnesota and North Dakota, what we're doing, maybe as many as 40 stations either upgraded or installed next year in the two states. Oh, so goodness. A lot of things will be happening in 2025.
Yeah, very exciting news there. Where are we at? I haven't looked at soil temperatures. I would imagine I'm going to have to start here pretty soon. Are we still at 40, 50, 60? Or I guess it depends on what's going on in your neighborhood. Are we getting down a little bit?
Yeah, it's they're dropping. Most of the 4-inch temperatures now are in the 40s. Both bare and turf. Turf this time of year, of course, tends to be a little warmer because it has a little grass covering on it. But it's very consistent across the state. You know, give or take a couple degrees, around 45 is where we're sitting. So we're a long ways. We usually don't have the topsoil freeze until, you know, the latter half of November. Of course, there's always exceptions to that. But the way the weather looks the next couple of weeks, I wouldn't be surprised on Thanksgiving, which is as late as it can be this year on November 28th. The ground may still not be frozen at the end of the month this year, just like it was last year. It didn't freeze until December last year either.
Nothing like playing football outside on Thanksgiving until you're tired.
You just jinxed us with that.
Exactly. Darren Richardson, state climatologist. He is also the director of NDON. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Yes, indeed.
All right. It's coming up 45.